You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hey, time to talk some Angels baseball again this week. Mark Gubas are kind enough to join us for a second week in a row. Angels broadcaster, former All-Star pitcher. And Mark, let's talk about what the Angels might need to do now. Winter meetings are long done. A lot of the moves have been made. We've talked about them and picked over them for weeks now. But what's left? Obviously, you know, that big bat seems to be maybe the big question mark hanging out there.
Yeah, I mean, and I think, you know, that's something that, you know, obviously they're working as hard as they could possibly do, Billy Epler and Artie obviously being in that conversation, and same thing with Mike Socha and the entire coaching staff, which I think, by the way, is a very solid coaching staff they put together, you know, this offseason amongst everything else we've seen the changes with the Angels. But that being said, you need that extra bat because you know what Mike Trout can do, and you know we're lucky enough to be able to see arguably the greatest player in our generation. A guy like our parents would have saw when they talked about Willie Mays or Mickey Mantle, or obviously we all saw a little bit of maybe of Hank Aaron, but you know those the immortals from Joe DiMaggio to Ted Williams. I mean, Mike Trout's that type of player. His numbers speak for that, and all the comparisons allow you to keep saying those things when it comes to Mike Trout. But he needs some help besides Albert Pujols behind him and Cole Calhoun in front of him. You know, C.J. Cron showed signs that he could be certainly a big bat in that lineup, improve defensively at first base. He's going to have to play a little bit more so at first base, at least the beginning part of the year, as Albert, you know, recovers from his foot surgery. But you still need that extra bat. Whether the conversation keeps being, you want a left-handed bat. I know there was talk about Jason Hayward, but that's a lot of money to have to pay for him. You know, Alex Gordon is a perfect player. He fits that mold of great defender, can run, can hit, can do all the things. Plus, he's a world champion. You know, you got Justin Upton, you got Yoenis Cespedes, which doesn't cost you, you know, a draft pick, which obviously is going to come into that conversation. At least if you're going to make some kind of a deal, you would love to be able to keep a draft pick around as far as compensation. But I still think with that, you need that bat. Now, you know, everyone talks about maybe there'll be a platoon situation there. Yeah, it could turn out great. It worked out all right a couple years ago when Josh Hamilton wasn't around a lot, when you had some guys coming in there, and Colin Calgill doing a nice job, and Efrén Navarro did a nice job, and you know, Grant Green played in there. A number of guys played left, and they did a good job. But to win, you know, especially what we're seeing in baseball too, you need some other guys around in your lineup. Then you can supplement with the other players in your everyday lineup. But you need that extra bat in there, and I think that's something they have to address.
Well, they missed out on Hayward. There's still some big names hanging out there. This team has money to spend by all accounts. Do you anticipate Epler is going to be able to land one of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, I would be completely surprised if one of those guys is not in the lineup and hitting at a significant point in the lineup itself come, you know, spring training time. I wouldn't be surprised if it was relatively soon. I mean, a lot of things in baseball happen, you know, in spurts, and you see moves being made here and there. But now that you have the majority of the starting pitchers, the big names, they're off the market. Now you're starting to see the outfielders, the conversation going there with Hayward going with that huge contract with the Cubs. You're going to see names starting to move off the board. And I think once the Angels add that guy in there, then you're going to have to tweak the starting rotation a little bit, maybe even the bullpen a little bit, because you have a number of guys potentially starting pitching candidates in your rotation. So there's only five supposed to be in your everyday rotation. There's potentially seven or eight of them. So maybe a move is made there to alleviate some salary. But I still think when you get a chance to bring in a significant bat like a Gordon, a Cespedes, or an Upton, they're game changers. It makes your lineup that much better, and it also revitalizes your fan base because now all of a sudden you got another guy in there besides Pujols and Trout that can do some damage with the bat.
Yeah, well, it would certainly be a dynamic changing signing, I think, in a division that is already pretty well stacked. There are a lot of teams that have been great in that division getting stronger, and I see it seems like the Mariners making a lot of moves getting stronger. But you hit on a point a moment ago, Mark, that I think I really want to talk to you about, because from the outside I look and I see, you know, Ron Renneke added to the staff. I see Bud Black added to the front office, you know, not maybe in uniform on the field, but still going to have some impact. These are great baseball guys who we all know and love. From the player's perspective, though, right, you've been there. What kind of impact will this new looking coaching staff have on this team?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's the thing too. It really, I think it all depends on the personalities. And Charles Nagy is going to be the pitching coach who I've known too. I really liked Mike Butcher, and I thought he did a fantastic job. I'm glad he got an opportunity now with the Diamondbacks as being home for him too. But Charles Nagy was a very, very good pitcher at the major league level. Just a great guy, a great personality. I think his pitching staff will rally around him. Scott Rudinsky down in the bullpen now. He's another guy with a high energy base to him too. So personalities for your coaching staff is so important because, you know, a lot of times when you're a younger player, you kind of go around your fellow teammates and you kind of always think of coaches almost like your parents. They're always disciplining you for not, you know, eating your vegetables or doing your homework. But when you have a coaching staff, and I was fortunate at times to have a very, not only good managers, but a good coaching staff where you had fun because it's a long season, especially when you play on the West Coast and you have a lot of real long flights. We used to have fun in Kansas City with, like, say, a Greg Luzinski or a guy, Mitchell Page, guys like that, where they would get up and start getting on us on a plane flight, and we'd be getting back on them, and before long, we're just having a blast together. And I think that's important because when you have fun, then you can get your point across as a coach, what you need to do, whether you're, you know, you get your timing as a hitter or making sure you're staying balanced over the pitching rubber as a pitcher. So those things get across easier for a coach when you have a great relationship with players, all the players on the team. And I think that's the most important thing, have that personality where they're comfortable talking to you and not feel like you're going to be, you know, criticized for everything you do on the field.
Yeah, they've made some significant moves in that respect this year too. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out next year as well. Well, Mark, listen, man, great talking to you. Thanks so much for the insight and happy holidays.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a great baseball season. They always talk about the AL West, not necessarily the strongest, but as far as the American League, there's no division like this right now. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be going to make it better as an Angel fan, I think, because it's going to be a battle all the way. It's like we saw last year until absolutely the last game of the year. Didn't make it, but it still was fun to be in that conversation.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Should be another wild ride. Well, there he goes, Mark Gubazon, MLB.com Extras, the Angels edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.